asleep at the wheel, swerve just in time. His heart grew cold and he lost touch. The job was boring and the marriage was tough. Then he saw a drop of blood roll down his son's face. He was standing in a robe, he was teaching him to shave. And he snapped out of it and he learned how to love again. But a stroke got dad and the buried mom. Once the cancer grew too strong, a lullaby from sister's lungs, first in dad's eyes since the birth of his son. So he took a year off to get back on his feet. He didn't do much, took a trip to the beach, where he slept on the sand, had a dream where the girl kissed back. His peace of mind. He lost his hair, found his life, composed a will and his epitaph. There was nothing too special about the way he lived life. Was about average build and about average mind. Sometimes they get things wrong, other times they get things right. Poor child run down a yard out back. The quiet life and the cul-de-sac. Kids in school, gowns and ties, more little babies with bright blue eyes. So he cashed in his chips and he moved to the bills, but it didn't eat right and it didn't take his pills. And at 5 o'clock one day the soft blue eyes grew still.
All right, and that was Bombadil, Born at Five. You are listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough. This is Louise, and I have a special musical guest today, singer-songwriter Louise.
Louise. Correct.
That's right. Not Louise.
L-U-I-S.
L-U-I-S. Louise Del Rio. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And so we're going to, let's see, you brought your new CD. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. And I'll get that queued up in just a minute. In the meantime, here's something that just arrived at the station. I don't really know what it sounds like, but it's got a, quite frankly, it has a UFO on the CD cover. So we're going to try it. It's got Spaceships in the Sky is the song that we're going to try by John Pollock.
Den of sin with a clock on the wall, ticking away life. Hear the demons call, calling me, calling you, calling us all. Spaceships in the sky, death raining down. Empty souls searching, praying to be found. Silence fills the air, can you hear the sound? Thank you.
All right, that was Spaceships in the Sky by John Pollock, and you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show. Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by RM Source. For over 15 years, RM Source has been providing on-site IT support, software development, and data center solutions to companies around the world. For all your IT needs, rmsource.com. And I am in studio live with Luis Del Rio, who actually I just met a couple of weeks ago. We were at the songwriters sort of meeting party open mic thing at Tyler's. And you were talking about your new CD, which just came out, or which was, I mean, I think actually was just coming out.
Yeah, I mean, last week
came. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, great, come on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So it came and, you know, in a box after all the work and everything. Was very exciting.
Is this your first CD?
It's my first CD. Okay. And it took me approximately 3 years to record it. I recorded it in Argentina. I took 3 trips there.
Okay.
And so, yeah, overall.
And obviously, you maybe can tell by the accent that Luis Del Rio is from Argentina.
So
you actually started recording, or actually recorded the entire CD?
I recorded the entire CD in Argentina, except some tracks here. That
and you just have a
drummers.
Friend that you were working with that you
over there and he has a recording studio.
Okay.
And we struck a friendship too at the same time. It was a great energy and very nice to work with him, and also many of my songs are in Spanish,
right?
So over there they understand what I'm talking about. And he was very enthusiastic about my songs and very friendly and, you know, got the energy going.
Right. But what about that as an act? Like, so how long have you been here then? Because that's another expense to have to go
travel, correct.
You know, to a different hemisphere, shall we say, to record?
Yeah. Southern hemisphere. Yeah. South America. It's another expense. But it's one that I do anyway, because I have to go back. I'm from there. I need to touch, you know, my roots, connect with that.
Okay.
So I have to go there.
And where are you
Buenos
from?
Aires.
Oh, Buenos Aires. Okay. I heard that is one of the best cities in the world.
Well, for me, it is.
My parents go there every year. They have yet to take me, and I would like to go on the air saying that if they would like to take me, I will say yes at any time.
Yes.
I would love a trip.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, you can tell me all the places to go.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you go there to touch base anyway, so it wasn't totally crazy for you to be
going
back there.
No, exactly. And maybe had to do that. It took me 3 years. I have a daughter, so, you know, and I work. It's not, I'm not a guy out of college that's just, you know, go there.
Yes,
I wish I could do it faster, but, you know, that's what it took me.
Well, but then, so this way, are we able to see a bigger picture of your songwriting in terms of where are these songs written over the course of 3 years then?
Yes.
Or did you know at the beginning of 3 years?
No. They were already done.
Okay.
You know, 3 years ago, and I worked on them. But you know the process of recording. Then there's creation there,
right.
So there were some changes and everything.
Yeah.
And also here, I recorded here in this couple of tracks or 3 tracks have the drums. Todd Proctor here in Raleigh. He helped me with that.
I'm seeing that. Yeah, at Oak Studios. Okay.
Great
Park Studios.
Drummer,
yeah. Okay. All right, that's cool. And I'm looking at the liner notes, bilingual liner notes, very
correct.
Nice.
All lyrics are translated there. So if they are in Spanish, you have the translation. And that's one of the, the translation's done by professional translators and editors too.
Oh, okay.
I took
all
the travel.
All right, so not just Google Translate, which
is
wrong.
It's
most
wrong.
Of the time.
Yeah, that's not even.
But then also, what's interesting, another piece that's interesting, I think, about your CD is you're an artist also, like not just a musical artist, but a visual artist.
Correct.
And you have put your artwork, you actually do the cover of the CD. So the CD represents many different facets of you, really.
That is correct. I did, there are paintings that I do. And their work with wire.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's wood, painted wood, and then wire work that I do.
And
it's
this all, stuff, yeah. Is this all of this
all
is
all you see there is, yeah. is being created.
So this is
painted.
All your stuff.
Yeah, there's, then after I created all that, I worked with a graphic designer.
To put it
Carlos
together.
Torres. He's a great guy from Durham, a great Latino young guy. And he kind of put everything together. But it's very handcrafted.
Yeah.
It's not the computerized part is minimal there.
Okay. So helping to sort of put your work together. All right. Well, let's listen to a track then. So, let's see. How about the first one here? Do you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, the first one is called "What's Your Name, Clementina." It's a bilingual song.
Okay, so that's a representative of you, and you want to tell us what the song's about?
Why don't we listen to it, and then we'll talk about it.
All right, here we go. What's Your Name, Clementina? This is Luis Del Rio off his new CD, brand new CD, Not Mine.
What's your name, Firefly? What's your name, Clementina? What's your name, Spark of Rose? What's your name, Aphrodite? What's your name when you dream? What's your name without fear? What's your name when you grieve? What's your name, Paloma Mia? What's your name when you say there's nothing more delicious than this life? What's your name, wild kite? What's your name, golondrina? What's your name, moon on the rise? What's your name, bailarina? What's your name, ghost of diamonds? What's your name, burst of tears? If I chase you, will you see me? If I wait, will you appear? What's your name in the dark when you're all alone? And what's your name when the gods can't take it no more?
Your name, Clementina. That was Luis Del Rio's new first song off his new CD, Not Mine. And I have Luis Del Rio in the studio live on WCOM. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. So yay. What do you think of the song? Now I'm interviewed.
Now my interpretation is, well, it sounds like a little bit like, you know, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, there's some of that.
There's some of that.
And I think,
but is there more? Is there more to it than that?
I think
it's definitely talking about loneliness and
what's your name when you dream?
Okay.
Do you have a name when you dream?
Right, right, right.
Do you have a name?
You fear and you dream?
The Louise, you here.
Oh, yeah.
Here, for instance, oh, yeah. When, without
dream
fear.
My name, Wonder Woman.
That's your name? Okay, well, you know it. Some people don't know it. So you got all the answers, I can see.
And if not, I'll make them up.
Right. So what's your name without fear, you know?
Right.
It's like we have, I believe there's something that about that, that we have names, that the names that we're given are given. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they are already set. They are formatted already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there are names, there are sounds that would represent us better.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also potentialities that are not realized, and they might be tied to a name. And just asking and thinking about the name, it's a way of searching, I guess, soul searching. And it's like, who am I if I'm acting without fear or acting or when I'm dreaming in the dreamland?
Right.
What is my name in the dreamland? Maybe I'm not the same person with this ID and this identity here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all this diversity in us and our potential. So it's kind of digging into that.
And do you feel like you dig into that with your sort of physical artwork as well, in terms of your you know, the paintings that you do or the sculptures that you do? Do you feel like you sort of dig into the same themes of self-discovery?
I think anybody that gets in that voyage, you know,
I
want to do this painting and try to put everything, you get something that it, hopefully, you know, many times you have something that informs you about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only what you are giving there, what you put in there, but it's giving you back something. Then hopefully, in the best cases, you know something now about yourself more, you know.
And so what started first for you? Your music, your musical artwork, or your sort of painting and...
The painting was first,
But
I tell you, I have come to music late in life.
Okay.
And it was like coming home, you know.
Nice.
And I feel that I have been cheating to the other arts with music all along. When I was painting, it was an excuse to dance the music. I cannot paint without music.
That was actually
and I'm always trying to make music out of the canvas somehow.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, you know, it's like music, music, music. And all of a sudden, yeah, okay, well.
Well, why don't we try the music?
Why don't you do the music, duh?
Okay, all right. So you say you came to it late then. How long have you been writing songs? How long have you been playing?
Writing songs since 2008.
Okay.
Approximately 2007, something like that.
Okay.
And it came almost as a pleasant surprise. You know, in my studio, I always have my guitar. I've been playing the guitar since I was 16.
Okay.
I just had a company to play, to fool around. And all of a sudden, I found myself writing a song instead of painting. You know, the expression, my form of expression changed a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I just fell in love with it. It was like a new thing. It's so, it fills me so much. And I really get into it. And I have more energy, I think, than sometimes for a painting, depending on the painting. But in general, you know, I'm fascinated by the, it's more kind of up in the air, you know?
Yeah.
You are a composer too.
Yeah.
So you know when you have something, it's like you're pulling a thread and say, where is this coming from?
Right.
And this word belongs here. These words don't belong here.
Right.
And you just kind of pull it together and pull through. And it's fascinating.
And so for you, what do you start with then? Do you start with your melody first? You have a melody in your head that you're sort of humming and you put words to? Or do the words sort of come to you? And then you, especially because you're doing a lot of bilingual stuff.
Yeah, it comes in any language sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes it comes together as the melody and lyrics and an idea, feeling. And I pull the thread from there. And usually I think I finish the melody first. The music first, then the lyrics. The lyrics, I can go so far with the lyrics.
Okay.
And then the lyrics take...
And then you have to
fill in the
pieces. Yeah. Okay.
Usually, there are some that just come all together in one package,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's listen to another one then. So how about it's Come and Go?
Come and Go, yes.
Come and Go. All right. So this is Come and Go off...
That's in English, though.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. This one's in... Okay, but I see, but you've got the... You do have the lyrics in Spanish.
Of course.
The translation in Spanish. So this can be... enjoyed all around the world in Spanish and in English. All right, so this is Come and Go off Luis Del Rio's new album, Not Mine.
Station, Noel and I never asked the question, aren't we too young to have a child? As the months passed by, we decided on the knife. The doctor who took the cash said, you better hide. I don't know how I hit the road. My blood was running cold. The only thing my father taught me was how to drive. The station had a sign, might as well sum up my life. Those neon letters keep flashing in. Come and go, isn't it funny how I go? This pain made me go from town to town. Memories of the tears are burning me. You're pressing on the pedal to go far. Looks to me like mushroom clouds. If only alcohol could help erase it all, or I could make it to California just in time. I heard that there's an ocean as big as this emotion, and blue and deep and healing as her eyes. To me it's come and go, gasoline mixed with love, when all you want is to put out a fire. I feel inside.
right. Very nice. That was Come and Go off Luis Del Rio's new album, Not Mine. And I have Luis Del Rio live in the studio with me here today. And we were talking about your new CD, but where can people actually get your new this new CD and see some of your artwork as well? So hear you and see some of your stuff.
Yeah, they can go to luisdelrio.bandcamp. That's BANDCAMP. Bandcamp.com. Okay. luisdelrio.bandcamp.
And you know what? Com. We should probably tell people how to spell Luis Del Rio too.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, all right.
How do you spell it?
It's spelled Luis and Louise are totally different. So Luis is L-U-I-S, and mm-hmm. then Del, D-E-L, and then Rio, R-I-O.
Correct. Thanks for reminding me that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, all right, so they can get it on Bandcamp.
Yeah, it's on a digital form there, and I can also send the physical and CD. This is fresh. Yesterday, I put everything up there.
Oh,
and for local people here in the Triangle area, I have them at Johnny's.
Oh, okay, Johnny's.
And that's 901 West Main Street.
Yeah,
and I have
just
it
right
at
Carbro.
The Oasis at Carmel.
Oh, okay,
here.
Good. Okay, good.
I put
so
some
a couple
over there.
Of local places then.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Luisdelrio.bandcamp.com.
All right, and so is that also? Do you keep for whenever you're playing out, or you sort of promote your shows on Bandcamp as well? Is that the best place to keep in touch with what you're doing musically?
If people go there. And then send me a message. I think Facebook will be fine. I'm creating a newsletter right now.
Okay.
Just send me a comment there. Put something there.
Okay, but they can
there.
Find you on Facebook as well.
So yeah, yeah, Luis Del Rio.
Okay, so you promote yourself on Facebook then too. So Bandcamp, Facebook, Luis Del Rio, the one and only.
Yeah, okay,
And then what about, I'm just going to put this out there. Have you ever done like an art show that had your music and your art? Have you ever thought about doing something like that?
No.
I think that would be really cool. I would like to come to that. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe after we finish here, you can tell me how to do that. I don't know how. I mean, I thought about it. You know, people put merchandise and I don't need to.
Right.
I mean, I can put some, but I can do my things with art. And some people in the band that I'm creating are very creative and they do other stuff.
So you're creating a local group?
Yeah, a local band
right now. That you're going to play with as well. Oh, okay. And that's fairly new?
Yeah, that's new. I just finished rehearsing now. So,
oh, that's fun.
It's going
okay,
well.
Good. Yeah. Good. And so, but you don't know where you're going to be playing out yet?
I'm playing on the 29th in Burlington. Sorry, I don't know exactly where, but if you contact me,
Facebook.
Yes.
Then
you'll know. And then
and what's the name of your band? Have you worked
well on? No, I don't have it. I mean, it's Luis Del Rio now because I have a CD out, you know, so I'm playing my songs
and they're playing your stuff,
but yeah, my songs here, and I have new songs too, so we're
okay. All right,
we can put a good show. I mean, we played already at Johnny's and it was really fun.
Johnny's is a great place to play.
It is the best.
Is a great area for music. Did you actually come to this area for music?
No. I came here first from Buenos Aires to Los Angeles, then from Los Angeles to Pittsburgh.
To Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Yeah, was that why?
That's a cultural shock right there. You know, it was, I thought like this the...
What were you doing there? Like paper hand puppet intervention?
I thought it was one country and all that. You know, I came here and said, oh my gosh, I just moved to another country. But it's fun. I mean, I came here for a reason. I like a lot of things here.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then Carbro.
Okay.
I like it even better.
It's got, you can walk around a little.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Carbro's great.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. But yeah, Pittsburgh is definitely different, and Carbro's than Buenos Aires.
Yes.
Very different.
You should see, back then when I moved from Los Angeles, we hired a moving truck, big moving truck.
Uh-huh.
And so they moved, you know.
Across the country,
Pittsburgh, they didn't know where they were going. When they get there, it wasn't even a road. It's like, you should see the faces of those truck drivers. Like, so you really moved? Like, yep, you're in the rural area. Here we are.
Right, that's great. That's so much fun. All right, well, so let's hear another song then off here. This is, let's hear, what is this one in Spanish?
This is called Nocturno de Buenos Aires. Uh-huh. It's in Spanish and is for my city, for Buenos Aires. The lyrics are there. Let me see something here. Maybe I can say something about it. It's basically, imagine a place that you love, people that you love, and as if you're at night, you know, thinking of that place, you miss it, you are away.
Right.
And all of a sudden you kind of travel through different lives, as if you are kind of flying around, uh-huh, or if you have a camera zooming in different lives. And I did this with a lot of love for
just the people
for the
this
people
city.
In Buenos Aires and what this
but
city
these are
represents.
Just these are just made up people. These aren't people that you really are remembering.
No, okay. No, they were part of a
they could be anybody.
A mental trip I took, you know, with the music, and it felt very real.
Yeah.
I thought that night I was right there.
Oh, cool.
So I still feel for this song as it's like very alive.
Yeah,
all of them, but this one, since it touches that city that I love, you know, Nocturno de Buenos Aires.
Okay, vale. Here we go.
Viviendo la vida de otros, Juan Favara, un callejón. Qué linda con la escalera y contra el televisor. Y un gato que se lame acurrucado en el sillón. Con la fuerza del hastío de noche en la estación. Trepa un tren de carga y como una estela feroz. Siente a su nombre perderse tras el último vagón. Carla ya es joven abuela, fuma sola en el balcón. Mientras oye el tren de carga, piensa en aquel joven amor. Y que el tiempo le hace trampa adelantando el reloj. La luna gira por Buenos Aires, el sol busca escapar, testigo de tantas vidas que pueblan la ciudad, tan pronto que se pierden como se vuelven a encontrar. El viento o la lluvia por la costanera sur. Manejando el colectivo, Luis dobla por el bar, acortando el recorrido para ver a esa mujer que conoció. Ahí viene el 24, dice Ana a Sebastián. No sé cuándo nos vemos, pensalo, vos me llamás. Se hace lo que se puede y vos sabés que yo no puedo más. Y ya amanece en Buenos Aires, pliega sus alas la ciudad. Tango de sueños que pujan por volar. Tu amor late profundo como la luna. Como el mar.
Yes.
All right. Okay, that was Luis Del Rio's new CD, Not Mine, and that was the song Nocturno de Buenos Aires. And I was just saying, ooh, I love the accordion in that song. And then
I corrected you. It's not an accordion. It's in the family of accordions.
Yes.
It's called a bandoneon.
It's
an instrument that is used a lot in tango. And people that, when they hear it, they think Buenos Aires, they think tango. And it's an instrument that was from Germany that came with a sailor once they had it there in 1920 or something like that, or even before.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about the date, but it's long ago. And so the immigrants of that time, somebody took it and kind of integrated into tango. Into then tango. Germany had to start producing more. They never used it. They had it for some some churches there, something like that, you know.
But now it's like this very important
tango. Oh, yeah, it's very important.
And so can you tango?
Oh, dance? Yes. I'm a tango dancer.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah, right. And there's a big tango community of tango dancers. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so you tango around Carborough?
Yes. There's a triangle tango community
triangle
here.
Triangle tango community. Yeah. I believe I've heard of that. So I'm looking at the lyrics of that last song, and it is very much telling a story. And so I'm wondering if you're just thumbing through your stuff, or just in general, your songs, are they autobiographical, or are you just sort of looking at things and making up little stories for yourself for your music?
They varied, but I think they're even in the ones that I think they have nothing to do with me. Like Come and Go is not a story that actually happened to me. It's, I felt it was a story outside that I was telling.
Right.
There are parts that touches my own. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. You know,
right.
If I cannot relate, if I don't have that experience at some level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are some I think that are more than others. I would think in that one, not mine, is more me talking, really.
Okay. So it's kind of just a mix then.
It's a mix, I would say, yeah.
Of sort of what you're making up and...
Yeah, well, there are songs that come in different ways. I mean, the next one after that, it's a milonga, it's in the tango genre. That came, I mean, after I woke up, I was dreaming it almost. And I woke up with the rhythm and the lyrics and, you know, something. It was very alive that way. There are others that, I mean, they come in different ways.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to this milonga then. Let's listen to this milonga de Aurelio. And who's Aurelio?
Aurelio is a bum from my neighborhood in Buenos Aires.
A real
San
bum?
Telmo. Yeah, a real bum.
Okay.
And
so that part's true.
Yeah, that part's true.
He's a real person, but now you've made up the story.
Well, sort of. You can say that, I guess. It feels so real. When you create that, it's like you're not making something up. This is real. It's happening somewhere.
Right,
you know?
Right. Okay. All right. So this is Milonga de Aurelio. And on WCOM from Luis Del Rio's new CD, Not Mine.
Dicen que el loco Aurelio murmuraba una oración cuando andaba por San Telmo viviendo como un gorrión. Vestía traje y galera, un palo de escoba era su bastón. Con las sobras de la basura alimentaba un perro cagón. El loco murmuraba su canción, decía adiós, está duro el día, la puta que te parió. Tiene más suerte el canario o este perro dormilón, pero esta vida es solo mía, no te la voy a regalar. Pucha que está lindo el día, aunque solo sirva para pasear. Gambeteando las simetrías se fue yendo a una región donde la verdad no ultraja ni se esconde ante la razón. Los pibes le hacían burla, las comadres lo miraban mal. Si las vidas no son iguales, saltan guardianes de la moral. El loco tarareaba su canción, decía adiós, está duro el día, la puta que te parió. Tiene más suerte el canario o este perro dormilón, pero esta vida es solo mía, no te la voy a regalar. Aunque no sea un canario y no tenga pa' fumar, esta vida es solo mía, no te la voy a regalar. Pucha que está lindo el día, me lo llevo pa' pasear.
that was Milonga
de Aurelio.
And that was on WCOM. That was off the Luis Del Rio's new CD, brand new. Hot off the presses new. Like what, correct. Like a week old.
Yes.
New.
Yes. Yeah. Days old.
Hot stuff right here. Mm-hmm. And so when you're out performing and singing, you're doing it in Spanish? You're not using these translations. I mean, I know some of your songs
are in
English.
No, I do in Spanish. The ones that
the ones that you write in Spanish, you're singing
in Spanish. They're in Spanish, and English in English.
The ones and the ones in Spanglish,
no, I don't
Spanglish, all good. Whatever you write, that's what you keep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The translations are in the written part for people that want to read them and understand
right,
what's
and
going on.
Sort of have a better understanding.
Sing along if they want. Some people are interested in Spanish and they
Yeah, that's true. And that way they can sort of sing along with the words that way too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were just looking at the... I was just looking at the words here and saying, oh, look, he wore... So apparently Milonga wore a suit and a top hat. And you said, it's kind of a top hat.
Yeah.
Kind of a suit jacket.
That character, Aurelio, I mean, I got inspired by him.
Does
but
he
also,
know you wrote a song?
No, this is when my childhood, okay?
Okay.
I would see him come by and, you know, go back and forth.
Okay, so this is like a character
forth.
From...
Right, right. But, you know, I was when I composed that, I was reading Albert Camus and the myth of Sisyphus.
Okay.
Is that
Sisyphus? Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's the guy that takes the big rock up the mountain and the rock comes, falls down.
Every
and he does
day
it.
After day
and
after
there's
day.
A point that he defies God even. You know, it's like, well, you know, this is my life. And
right.
I like it. It's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. Right. Like, and so it was... He really defies God, and so this character is—he decides to be happy. Is that it talks about that deciding to be happy no matter your circumstances and take up whatever you know it happens in your life, whatever you have, and just say, I don't. It's not a curse. It's just it's good to be alive, and you know,
Even though you do call him crazy.
Yeah, people call him crazy, but that's the kind of craziness, you know?
Right.
That's not popular.
Right, to be able to find happiness when people think
in
you should be...
Yeah, in those circumstances, for instance, when the worst circumstances, you know? So
right. When everyone
there is some craziness in that.
Agree. This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff, Luis Del Rio.
Thank you.
And so, once again, I just want to make sure that we talk about... people can find you on Facebook... And Bandcamp, if they just search Luis Del Rio.
Well, Bandcamp, they have, I guess in Bandcamp you can go Luis Del Rio, L-U-I-S, and then Del Rio, D-E-L-R-I-O. Or better if they do Luis Del Rio .bandcamp.com.
Okay.
And then, that's how you find me.
And then on
me.
Facebook as well. And this is your first CD, but you're putting together some good stuff, it sounds like. You've got a band, and you'll be performing once again in Burlington.
In Burlington, the 29th of March.
So
and I'll have more information.
On Facebook and whatever later on.
Right.
But that, and that'll be with a band of people, not
with
just
my band. Actually, I'm opening for another...
another group. Okay.
A great songwriter from the area, Peppa Hoover. And so I'll be opening there. It's going to be a good show. She's a cello player.
Oh, fun.
And...
So you play guitar and sing. So
correct.
Then this band you're putting together, what instruments are you adding to the mix?
Yeah. I have upright bass.
Nicely done. Who's your upright bass?
Scott Frey. I have Alan Best, the accordion and mandolin. I have Dylan Thomas, guitar, percussion. He does a lot, you know. And then Alicia Best, she does... chorus vocals with me, and Peppa Hoover, she does cello.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I don't know, but maybe Todd Proctor will, the drummer and percussionist, may join us. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just putting it together, but it's feeling really good. I mean, really, it's fun.
It's fun to share your stuff and
good energy, because it's not just putting musicians together. You know, it's like, is the energy good? We're having fun, and it's good people to work with. They're
that makes
all
a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
All great people.
That's so good. And so this is your first CD, but you said you've already got some songs. Are you feeling like, oh, let me take a break before I start another CD? Or are you like, I can't wait to start on my new CD?
I can't wait to start my new CD, actually.
Really?
I have all these new songs, you know, because it took a long time being my first CD and coming from...
I think it always takes a long time. I think it does. I think it takes a long time to really... you're talking about recording and listening and adding and, you know, I think it all
finishing the songs,
and
all that
money.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I think it always takes it always a long time.
Well, that's good to know. You know, I'm always learning here. But I came from a different angle to music. You know, it was like from visual art
right.
and, you know,
right.
ceramics even, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm learning now. It's like a new
right.
new thing, you know. Right. I'm always learning.
Yeah.
But I do have enough songs almost for a new CD. And it's already starting to boil in my mind, the idea. But I can take my time, you know. And
yeah.
I want to enjoy this and play these songs.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The enjoy
fact
the
that you've
CD.
Got a CD now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's new. It's
yeah,
good.
And you're putting together this music.
Yeah, it's
and,
feeling
you
really
know
good.
This area with the warmer weather coming. There's so many great places to play and
there
so many festivals and
there you go. I gotta
yeah,
get up on that too. Yeah,
yeah, I know all that marketing stuff.
Oh, I love it.
You do.
No, it's the worst.
Everybody loves it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
terrible.
Great. I can't wait to just keep cold calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good. But it's
but
good.
It's part of it.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. And, you know, the internet makes it easier and also expects more.
Yeah. And
of you.
It challenges me to say, I got to really love what I do. And I do.
Yeah.
And like now the promoting is like, show it. Show it that you love
right.
it and you want to defend it. And you want to put it out there.
Right.
You want to share it.
Right.
So it puts me, it's a good challenge too, you know.
Yeah. And so do you find that you're doing more music and less art? Or are you still?
No, I'm doing more music now.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have my studio. I still, whenever, you know, the muses come, you know, to paint or do, you know, other things I do. I do jewelry too. So I have that.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah.
And I keep doing that. It's
and where
kind
is
of
your
fun.
Studio local?
I have my studio in Durham.
In Durham. Okay. That's good. The rent is cheaper there.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
going to tell you. You should
you
check out
it.
Durham. Okay.
That's why.
Yeah. No, that's why. Yeah. All right. Well, it has been a pleasure to have you, Luis Del Rio, and congratulations on your first CD. And I look forward to seeing what comes after this. It looks like you've got a great start. And I love that you've included your artwork and stuff and just made it so much an expression of you and your thoughts and your, you know, your visual, and it's great. It's
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, you're mentioning that is sort of paradoxical. The album is called Not Mine.
Right.
But I put a lot of me there.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, I want to honor all the people that helped me, whatever
for sure.
helped me to do this crazy thing, you know?
Right, right.
It's like, it feels almost like not mine, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because it's bigger than you. Yeah, but it's great. Yeah, you should be really proud. And so once again, people can find you on Bandcamp and on Facebook, and you'll be playing in Burlington and get in touch with you and find out some more.
LuisDelRio.bandcamp.com.
All right. Excellent. And so let's hear the title track off of Not Mine.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much. Not Mine. Luis Del Rio.
No woman is mine. No land is mine. No walls are mine. I borrowed everything I've got. No name is mine. No space is mine. No thing is mine. I use them just to walk around. Nobody is mine. No creature is mine. No person is mine. I befriend everyone I can, and I'm not yours when I'm around. But thank the world you borrow me from time to time. Yes, I'm not yours and you're not mine, but feel so beautiful. Were you said to keep this dream alive? Life is mine, this chance is mine, This heart is mine, I'll care for it until it dies.
All right, that was Not Mine off Luis Del Rio's new CD, Not Mine. And thanks again to Luis Del Rio for joining me in the studio live on WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. I've had a lot of time on Licks and a lot of time. I've had a lot of good fun on Licks and Lyrics today. Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by RM Source for over 15 years. RM Source has been providing on-site IT support, software development, and data center solutions to companies around the world for all your IT needs. rmsource.com. And I will have the podcast of the show later on. I'll post it on the North Carolina Songwriters Facebook. So for those of you that want to hear it again, I'll put that on before too long. And we will be back in the studio. I can't even remember who's supposed to be coming in next week. I think Kirk's back on the air next week. Okay. All right. Yeah. But anyway, I'll see you guys in a few weeks. This is Louise. I've had a lot of fun on Licks and Lyrics today. And stick around for the Heroes of Hokum.